DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile into the sea. It comes one day after North Korea threatened to take action against the U.S. and South Korea for conducting joint military drills. A small community in northern Mississippi left shocked by a spree of shootings on Friday that killed six people. Tate County Sheriff Brad Lance says authorities aren't sure why the gunman opened fire in multiple locations.
Without being able to say this is what triggered this or this is why this happened is what's the real scary part.
The suspect was taken into custody. A man accused of shooting and wounding two Jewish men in Los Angeles County this week is facing federal hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors said in court filings the man had a history of anti-Semitic comments and that he had looked up a kosher market and decided to shoot someone in the area. The U.S. military says efforts to recover the wreckages of two aerial objects shot down in the U.S. airspace last week have been unsuccessful and come to an end. This is ABC News. A power outage in one of the terminals at New York's JFK Airport continuing to disrupt operations. The Port Authority says it expects limited operations in Terminal 1 to resume today, 2 days after the outage began. ABC's Brian Clark with more.
The terminal, which handles the airport's international flights, about 5% of its daily passenger schedule, has been closed because of a power outage caused by a small fire. 39 incoming or outgoing flights were canceled Friday. 25 others were sent to either other terminals or other airports. Brian Clark, ABC News.
One Air New Zealand flight was forced to turn around two-thirds of the way over the Pacific on Thursday and return to Auckland as a result of the disruption. A fire ripping through a Staten Island home on Friday, causing injury to 22 New York City firefighters. The city's fire commissioner says three of them were critically hurt but are expected to survive. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. Has the Michigan Republican Party been taken over by basically fascists, neo-fascists, whatever you want to call them? Sadly, it's looking like this is the case. And a lot of Republicans, you know, my dad's Republican Party, guys that he knew back in the day, and I have a lot of them have passed away now too, but they've just got to be just in pain. I mean, it's just, there's a piece over at rawstory.com. It's titled, "Like a Coup, Michigan Republicans Raise Alarms at Militant Far-Right Takeover." Moderate Republicans in Michigan are growing increasingly alarmed at the far-right members of their party who are making major inroads in taking over the entire statewide party using methods including armed intimidation at Republican events. These guys aren't, you know, just showing up with guns at drag shows. They're showing up with guns at Republican meetings. The report states, this is from the party, this is an internal party report. Hardliners deployed armed guards to bar moderate delegates from a county meeting last August, threatening to bring criminal trespassing charges against them, according to an email to the moderates seen by Reuters News. Penny Swan, who was exposed to the armed guards last August, one of the people who's turned away, she said to me, apparently turned away, she said to me, "This is like a coup of the Republican Party. It's like the radical right is trying to take over." Excuse me. She writes, oh, this is Reuters now. Reuters news service writes, "Saturday's meeting is expected to cement Michigan Republicans' shift to the right. The top two candidates for state party chair have been promoting conspiracy theories in support of Trump's false claims about voter fraud. Nine other candidates are running, but they're not really seen. The moderates are like diluting their own votes, tragically." So they go on to say, Michael Traugott of the Center for Political Studies at the University of Michigan, he said, "What's going on in Michigan is a microcosm of what's going on with the GOP nationally." And I think he's absolutely right. So the question is, will the Republican Party pull itself back from the brink? I don't know. I mean, these same people now are showing up at drag shows. You know, again, I keep saying this. I don't get what drag shows have to do with sex. They have, you know, dressing like you're, you know, a different gender, or even just dressing outrageously. What does that have to do with sex? These are not sex shows. This is not pornography. We're not talking about stripper clubs. But, you know, the fascists keep doing this. The last was, this was at the, in North Texas, the suburb of Princeton in North Texas, a tiny community center there. It's a small town. And Kelly Niedert, who describes herself as a Christian fascist, pulled up with her own armed private security. She's the head of a group called Protect Texas Kids, which baselessly claims, I'm quoting here from Candace Burns over Truthout, which basically baselessly claims to be defending children from grooming. In reality, the group is using false narratives to stoke hatred and violence against the LGBTQ community. Right-wing, far-right influencers with right-wing video streaming service Blaze TV and the KGB show showed up and started streaming this thing. So now the table got turned. The Elm Fork John Brown Gun Club. These John Brown gun clubs are popping up all over the country. These are gun clubs. Many of them are African Americans. Some of them are integrated. Some of them are even white people, as far as I can tell. And they are starting to show up at some of these events where these right wingers are showing up with their weapons, trying to intimidate people. They faced off most recently at the Elm Fork. This is the Elm Fork John Brown Club at a drag brunch event in Roanoke, Texas. That was in August of last year. That sparked a wave of far-right drag protests across the country that led to a fatal mass shooting at a drag show in Colorado Springs. Five people were killed in November by these self-described Christian fascists. Niedert is the woman who describes herself as a Christian fascist and leads this group. She has been targeting drag events at the church in Katy, Texas, as well as theaters, venues, and restaurants in San Antonio, Grand Prairie, Texas, and Dallas. Her protests include neo-Nazi, neo-fascist, extremist militia, and Christian nationalist groups like the Aryan Freedom Network and the North and Central Texas Proud Boys. They show up armed with assault rifles and swastikas. The group threw up Nazi salutes and bore a flag depicting a swastika. A Republican state representative in Texas, Tony Tinderholt is his name, hired this woman's twin brother, Jake Niedert, as his office as a legislative director. Jake Niedert, he's the brother of the woman who calls herself a Christian fascist who's organizing these armed groups to show up at drag shows. He now works for this congressman, for this Republican state representative, and he has called for the public execution of anyone who takes their children to a drag show. And he is being funded by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC, according to this article, a fundraising group, I'm quoting from truthout.org, a piece by Candace Burnt, has been funded by the Defend Texas Liberty PAC, a fundraising group tied to West Texas oil billionaires. They named two of them. I'll let you look it up if you want. That has poured millions into far-right causes across the state. My question is, where are the log cabin Republicans? I mean, I used to know these, you know, some of these log cabin Republicans. One of them was a regular on our program. I don't want to name him right now because I don't know if he still has an affiliation with them. But, you know, he's an openly gay Republican. He's been on my program probably 30 times in the last 15 years. Good guy, by the way. In fact, he ran for office in Kansas, and I endorsed him. According to Equality Texas, at least 63 bills supporting gay rights by Democratic lawmakers have already been filed. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Might sneeze again here. Pardon me. There we go. Others are fighting for LGBTQ rights on the streets, forming new coalitions with armed community defense groups beyond the John Brown gun clubs. Armed members of Veterans for Equality showed up to defend a drag queen Christmas outside the Aztec Theater in San Antonio in December, for instance, some carrying weapons, some carrying concealed weapons. Veterans for Equality co-founder Jen Penna told Truthout, quote, "A drag queen, when we first came in to the military, we swore an oath to fight enemies foreign and domestic. And right now we feel like the domestic part is really having an effect on us and trying to strip away our rights." You think? Incredible. And our crazy alert for the day, and then I'll get to your calls here. As South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley takes the popular position, or when she was governor, that she was taking the Confederate flag off the South Carolina flag and took down the Confederate flag over the Capitol building. Apparently Ann Coulter was not happy about that. White supremacists generally are unhappy with that kind of thing. She said that Haley should, quote, go back to her own country. Nikki Haley was born in America. Her parents are Indian immigrants. And said that Haley should, quote, not be taking down parts of American history, end quote. Yeah, right. Coulter said, I need to emigrate to India so I can demand that they start taking down parts of their history. This is my country, lady. Why don't you go back to your own country? Holy cow. I mean, this is beyond just bad taste or hate or bigotry and xenophobia. This is anti-America. This is un-American. This is spitting in the face of the founders of this country and the literally millions of people who have fought and died to defend this country in wars all the way back to the Revolutionary War.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm so sick of this. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday. Picking up your calls for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, my husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Louise and I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Welcome back to And It Goes Friday. Michael in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, I'm kind of sad about the arraignment that the guy gave in Memphis, Tennessee for those five beasts, I won't say which species, who killed Tyree Nichols. The arraignment this morning, I want as many people as possible to know, he reassured the police that this was going to be a long, complicated trial, and he warned the rest of us. He said that anything, any moves to make this a less an unfair trial or to compromise these policemen's right to a fair trial, he would be seriously against those. He warned them not to do it. He warned us, basically the people of Memphis and the whole United States, for that matter, to not hold demonstrations in favor of Tyree Nichols. And I wondered if you'd heard much about this, the arraignment this morning. I think it was this morning. I'm not sure. I heard it on NPR. But basically, he reassured the cops, hey, this is going to take a long time. You're out on bail. Don't worry. We got you covered. He rhetorically gave that message to them. He didn't say those things exactly. And he also warned the rest of us that any behavior, that was the word he used, any behavior that might compromise those police officers' right to a fair trial would not be tolerated.
Yeah. Some of that is pro forma language. It's just, you know, what you say before any trial. Some of it, in my guess, and I saw a couple of blog posts about this morning, Michael. Some of it, my guess, is that it basically what this judge is trying to say to the right-wingers out there is, please don't put me on your death list. Please don't send me death threats. Please don't harass my family, you know, like typically happens when anybody takes on a right-winger. But you're absolutely right. And hopefully they do get a fair trial. And hopefully they do end up, you know, fairly in prison for the rest of their lives, because that's where they should be. Michael, thank you. Pedro in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Pedro, what's up?
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I think I'll be doing better later on.
Okay. I'm great, but I'll get better, huh? So what's up?
My version of it, anyway.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things I wanted to bring up, Tom. First of all, I have been listening to you since the early 2000s, since the inception of Air America Radio, and I heard you on there for the first time, and I was hooked. I said to myself, oh, my God, finally somebody I can relate to, somebody that speaks the same language I speak, and I've been listening to you ever since.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
So the first thing I wanted to mention was, I know you were talking about plugging in, powering up your house from your battery in your hybrid car, which is, you know, obviously it's possible, but two things you need to consider when you're looking at doing something like that. The battery is a DC output device. You have to use an inverter to convert that into
AC. I got that. That's the $45 contraption that I bought on Amazon that's specific to this Hyundai Ioniq 5 car.
And it's got a 110 outlet. You know, it's full 60 cycles. It's the real deal.
Right, right. And that's what, you know, I kind of assumed that you already had all that figured out. My warning would be that inverters are rated to only sustain a certain amount of load, wattage load.
Right.
The battery can provide the power, you know, depending on the amp hour rating on the battery. Like you said, this is 100,000 amp hours or something like that.
Yeah.
It can go on forever, but at a very low rate.
Right.
If you surpass that maximum load on that inverter, you know, you'll end up destroying the inverter.
Right. It's 15 amps,
1500 watts.
1500 watts, yeah. And
they make larger ones, that you can put on there, and you can even stack them because they're all digital now. So that the
problems if you tried to? Of course, I suppose I could feed one side of my breaker box with one, and the other side with another, because there's a separate outlet in the car that's also rated at 15 amps. So I could do one cord to an outlet that's connected to one side of my breaker box and another cord that's connected to the other side. They'd share ground, but they'd both be grounding against the car, so that wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that because, a lot of times you have a little bit of bleed through and,
it might get tricky.
If the inverters are not synced, what you can do with new inverters, because they're all digital, they can sync up the output, the hertz coming out, so that they're both working simultaneously, and you can elevate the amount of load you can put on your battery. But I would not put one on one leg and one on the other leg, because they're going to be working separate, and if something happens, you may end up damaging both of them.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And if they're even slightly out of phase, you're gonna have a reduction in power, and if they're 180 degrees out of phase, you lose everything.
So. Oh yeah. If anything more than a few degrees out of phase, and you can literally destroy them, because like I said, they're all digital. They're not like the old mechanical, which would be even worse, because then you'd have an explosion. But
yeah, I got it, Pedro. I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you so much for the information and more food for thought. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hacking your house and your car. What great fun. We'll be back with your calls on Anything Goes Friday right after this.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
You've heard me talk about how important it is to have a VPN to protect your online privacy. You know, I only recommend brands to my listeners that I believe in, and I can say with full confidence, having used it for almost a decade, that ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. First of all, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. Lots of your cheaper free VPNs make money by selling your data to advertisers, but ExpressVPN doesn't. They even developed a technology, Trusted Server, that makes their VPN servers incapable of storing any data at all.
Secondly, ExpressVPN now uses Lightway, a new VPN protocol they engineered to make user speeds faster than ever. Some VPNs slow your connection, but ExpressVPN is always blazing fast. Plus, it's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap one button to connect. So protect yourself with the VPN I use and trust. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom today and get...
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile into the sea. It comes one day after North Korea threatened to take action against the U.S. and South Korea for conducting joint military drills. A small community in northern Mississippi left shocked by a spree of shootings on Friday that killed six people. Tate County Sheriff Brad Lance says authorities aren't sure why the gunman opened fire in multiple locations.
Without being able to say this is what triggered this or this is why this happened is what's the real scary part.
The suspect was taken into custody. A man accused of shooting and wounding two Jewish men in Los Angeles County this week is facing federal hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors said in court filings the man had a history of anti-Semitic comments and that he had looked up a kosher market and decided to shoot someone in the area. The U.S. military says efforts to recover the wreckages of two aerial objects shot down in the U.S. airspace last week have been unsuccessful and come to an end. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media, too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Phones? Social media? You've kept up with the times. If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in just 3 minutes, you'll get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Miss Partners.
Dear friends, our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack that essential protein and the healthy fats your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life with Dynavite as a topper. And wow, do they love this stuff. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will go as nuts for their meal toppers as ours do and will benefit from these products that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. So you've got nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's DinoVite.com. Dynavite.com and check it out. They have other products, by the way, beyond just the meal toppers, although those are my favorites. Lots of great stuff. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. David in Palisade, Colorado. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Best beaches in the world.
The best what?
Beaches in the world.
Beaches in Colorado?
Oh, yeah. Western Slope. 3rd District, Colorado. Sound familiar?
Oh, interesting.
Lauren Boebert is my representative.
Oh, you have my sympathy.
I should. I've worked against her for the last two cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And this last cycle, I made thousands of phone calls, and I could really see the Boebert disgust. There was a huge swing in Indies and a few Republicans in this district. That's why it was so close.
Yeah, she just won by a couple hundred votes.
564.
Okay? There you go.
And I wanted to clear up the candidate. His name is Adam Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H.
Did I say something different?
You said Andy something.
Oh, Andy Frisch. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Adam. You're right. I mix it up. I've got a good friend, Carl Frisch, who has run for political office. He used to, he's been. In fact, he filled in for me on this show. He's been a guest on our show a lot. Spells his name the same way, and so I was easily remembering Frisch, but I guess I had mixed up Andy and Adam. So it's Adam Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we don't want anything getting in the way of contributions.
I get it.
He has filed his papers. He is declared candidate, and he is accepting contributions.
God bless him.
Okay. And one note, so please, if you don't care for the Bobo, please send Adam some money, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people calling her Bam Bam or Boom Boom, because she's so into guns. I mean, does she have a nickname there in Colorado, or is that just snarky stuff on the web?
Us people who were working on the campaign tend to call her Bobo. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you can call her anything you want, as long as we don't call her 2 years from now.
Okay? Yeah, there you go. Story about her husband being arrested for whipping his junk out in front of a teenage girl in a bowling alley, does anybody care?
Actually, in the alley behind the bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, even classier than you saw it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. And she is like a three-time GED taker, but...
Three times?
Nevertheless, three times, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, she had to learn all the questions.
That's right.
So I think they gave her the same one three times. I don't know. Let's not get personal. Let's not be nasty.
Yeah, you're right. I was just wondering how the people in the district think of her, It's because there's a lot of baggage there.
I was going to comment on the nonpartisan commission that drew the district lines for Colorado. We picked up a new congressman in 2022. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we have a nonpartisan commission that draws the lines, and they did a pretty good job. I mean, if you're after competitive districts, that's what we got.
Yeah, well, they typically do, and that's a good thing for democracy, generally speaking.
Yeah.
If you didn't have half the states gerrymandered to the point that they're, elections become meaningless.
And we don't have that in Colorado. Right. However, and there's always a caveat.
Mm-hmm.
In the district I'm in, which is about a 55-45 Republican advantage, this commission inexplicably added about 1,800, 2,000 Republicans to this district. I think they were trying to make the numbers come out right.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing we needed were more Republicans here. I can't help but think that last boost, where that 564 came from. Okay.
That's why Boebert's in office, him. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's not do that again.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
So when you guys have nonpartisan commissions, I don't know exactly how they came about what they did, but we'll just have to work harder to defeat her. That's
there you go. There you go. Well, good luck, anyway. David, let Adam Frisch, Adam, right?
Yep. F-R-I-S-C-H.
Yeah. Let Adam Frisch know if you have any communication with him, that if you'd like to come on our program and talk about his candidacy, he is more than welcome.
I will do that. Okay. I am able to do that.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, David. Good talking to you. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the train derailment and the toxic chemical explosion from 2 weeks ago.
Is that down the road from you?
It's not, but we've had our own versions of it, and that's what I wanted to get at.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be gathering a lot more attention. Mm-hmm. I think it wasn't last night, maybe 2 nights ago, a derailment right outside of Detroit, or maybe it wasn't Detroit, I'm not sure, but that was in the news. And on CNBC, which is your business news network for NBC, it's, you know, the 24-hour cable business news network, they had an interview with the former CEO of CSX Railroad, which is the railroad that had this disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. And the interviewer, you know, one of the regular anchors on the business news network, seemed pretty alarmed, was asking some very pointed questions. So this seems to be getting a lot more serious attention. It was on the network news last night, all night. The head of the EPA in the Biden administration was there on the ground.
Right.
Senator Sherrod Brown was there in people's living rooms. Apparently, the problem, and one of the numbers that flashed up during the CNBC interview with the former CEO, was the number of derailments in the United States in 2022. Almost 1,100.
Whoa.
There's like three a day happening.
Whoa.
And I think what really alarmed people was we had one in Ohio, then just two or three nights ago, one in Detroit. Now, this is all going to drive to a point, but...
There was one in Texas and one in Oregon in the last 2 days, too.
Some of them are bigger than others, but on the East Coast, from Boston to Washington, D.C., you have one of the most enormous networks of railroads, and they call the Tier 1 railroads. They're the big remaining, you know, the monopolizers that have survived all the consolidations of all the railroads from the beginning of the industrialization era.
Right.
And we have commuter lines. We have commercial lines. They go into Canada. They go into the Southwest, and they go straight across the country to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And a lot of the terminal places are New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Baltimore harbors. Now, here's the thing. We have oil refineries all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Again, from the very beginning of industrialization, this is where oil refinery started. It's where the railroad started. So every day going through downtown Philadelphia in front of billions and tens of billions of dollars of real estate and luxury high-rise apartments or bomb trains, you can see them
mm-hmm.
going along the Schuylkill River. The industrial infrastructure of America on the East Coast, they used to call it the Eastern Seaboard, is extensive. In 2015, the Amtrak, the commuter line, had one of the worst disasters, and there was extensive network and national attention paid to it. The people that were injured on it, one of them was a U.S. congressman from Bucks County here in our region. The person who just got off the train before it crashed in Philadelphia was the senator from Delaware, Chris Coons.
Hmm.
And we all know who used to take to get Metroliner every day from almost every day out of Washington, D.C. He's president now.
Yeah.
He was just in Baltimore. They're going to fix a tunnel there, a tunnel that's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Now, when they did the analysis of the problem, the braking system goes back to the Civil War era.
Yep.
And the in 2009. Yeah, in 2009, they passed the Railroad Safety Act mandating what's called positive train control. And it's a modern
and
system.
And Trump overrode it, didn't he?
I believe that he did, but he shut it down.
There you go.
But we're talking about 2009. It's going on 15 years since it should have been implemented.
I'm with you. Paul, we do not allow private individuals, generally speaking. I mean, there are a couple of exceptions here where some of the toll roads have been sold off to companies, one to an Australian company, another to an Italian company, and there's some of these toll roads in the Midwest. But generally speaking, our road systems are publicly owned. You know, they're either federally owned and administered, the interstate highway system. There's state roads, there's county roads, there's city roads.
Right.
And state yet DOT, rail, which is arguably every bit as vital infrastructure, particularly if you look at it from an economic point of view, our rail is all privately owned now, or almost all privately owned. And that was not the case 70 years ago. Pardon?
I said the commercial is. Well, here's the difference. You're just to make your point validated. You have commuter rail lines, which are basically public authorities that are stitched together from the leftover railroads. In the Philadelphia area, the old Reading and Pennsylvania Railroad commuter lines have been incorporated to something called SEPTA, which is Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. They implemented the 2009 law. They were one of only two railroad systems in the entire country that put it into effect.
The point I was making, though, is that I think that it's time to nationalize the railroad, the beds. You know?
Well, we're going to have to because they're not investing money. Here's the final point. It's a slum. There are slum lords.
Yeah.
They haven't built any new railroads. They haven't invested the capital investment. They drag their feet and they get their buddies to get them out of the need to invest any money.
And they're making billions in profits. Billions. I'm with you, Paul. I'm completely with you. Paul, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I really do think it is time for us to say, you know, enough is enough. The railroad, the rail lines of America belong to America.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, each other and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You know, Louise and I were searching for better sleep and more calm, and we discovered that we could get it from CB Distillery. Works for both of us. Did you know the CB Distillery has over 2 million satisfied customers? 90% of their customers report that they sleep better with CBD. 81% said CBD works with helps them with stress. 80% said CBD helps with aches and pains after physical activity. If you're looking at any of these issues, try CBD from the source I trust, CBDistillery.com. Now let me get you on the right path with my 20% discount. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, for your discount. No prescription required. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. CBDistillery.com, and they've got a bunch of new products over there you're going to want to check out. CBDistillery.com, over 2 million satisfied customers. These folks have a great product. CBDistillery.com. For some reason, my audio is really, really faint. Anyhow, welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. And where are we? Oh, yeah, we're picking up your phone calls. So, Rick in Seattle. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Oh, good. My phone was kind of getting a little low on power. I mentioned George Washington Carver to your screener person. Have you ever heard of that person?
Is he the guy who invented peanut butter?
Well, he did a lot more than that.
Yeah. He's a black scientist who was brilliant. Actually, back in the day.
Yeah, from Tuskegee University. And, he invented, like, hundreds, maybe thousands of different polymers and pastes and different paints and things, too. And I thought, well, between that and growing hemp, those are good alternatives for using chemical products that ruin the environment.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe eventually we could get rid of some of those chemicals in our body.
So we should be using more products like he developed that were basically plant-based. Is that your point?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, and he was quite a guy. You know, he was one of the few black people that we studied when I was in elementary school. I mean, you know, he was apparently also just an extraordinarily decent human being. Rick, thank you. Thanks for that. Dean in Los Angeles. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to remark regarding your earlier. I love that quote, FDR, and you play.
Yes. Let me warn you about the smooth evasion.
Look, such an orator. I can't wait till we have somebody step forward like that about a year from now. My feeling is that I think we need to just watch closely to the words they use when Republicans are going to come across debates over Social Security. Because you know what they do? Is if we argue, you know, if a liberal says, you're going to destroy Social Security, they're going to say, oh, no, we're not.
We're going to reform it.
And they'll use a fancy verb. No, right. We're going to reform. We're going to improve it.
Yes.
But
exactly.
They'll get even better and say, we're going to streamline or modernize. And you'll know immediately, in my opinion, what they're really going to do is attempt to do what they've managed to do with Medicare and say, oh, no, we're just making Social Security Part B.
Right. And Medicare is half privatized now, and they're going to try and do the same thing with Social Security. They'll probably call it Social Security Advantage. You know?
Right, yeah, Social Security Advantage, great.
I am with you. No, Dean, I got to run. I want to try and get one more call in before the end of the show for the week. Thank you for the call. Jeff in San Francisco. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Oh, national health care, I think, is another thing we need to nationalize. Well, I'm trying to get a new doctor, and I go to the website of my insurance company, and I call one of these doctors, and they says, we don't take health insurance, it's out of pocket. And it's on the website.
Wow.
So and they go, well, no, you have to pay, and then it's like, they try to get you every which way, and it's insane. These insurance companies, we need to outlaw for-profit insurance companies, basically.
I agree.
As far as I can see.
I agree. They are giant parasitic leeches attached to the back of the American people. And they're sucking the blood out every day.
Yeah, I still need to read your book about national health care. Yeah. I'm not sure what it's called.
Well, it raises your blood pressure, I should tell you that. I got to run, Jeff. I'm sorry, we're out of time. But thank you. Thank you for your comments. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Joyce the Hammer, Nance, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Connor Arroyo, and Carniverity, all the great folks who work on this program, help bring you our, you know, whatever it is I'm doing here every day, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. God bless them all. And thank you. Thank you for, I've been hearing from people, you know, from stations. People have been calling our stations, thanking them for the show. They've been calling our sponsors. They've been responding to the fundraisers of our nonprofits. Thank you. Get out there, get active, tag your it.
You've
have
been
a great weekend.
To Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, my husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, and save 35%.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tech.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.